Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Forever Dog.
Hey, everybody. I'm Hal Lublin.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi from The Thrilling Adventure Hour. This episode you're about to listen to might sound a little different from some of the episodes that you've heard. Why is that, Hal?
It is because during our mandatory lockdown, our safer at home period here in Los Angeles, Ben Blacker and Ben Acker reached out to the Workjuice players and said, we want to do a live show streaming on the internet, everybody from their homes to raise money for charity. And everybody immediately wrote back and said yes. And so the audio you're hearing is from that stream. You're hearing that actual episode that went out on Sunday, the 21st of March, 2020, year of our Lord.
And we raised $12,000 for food banks in New York, Los Angeles, and Seattle. So to everybody out there that helped out, thank you, thank you, thank you. And to everybody who is hearing this for the first time, please enjoy.
Yes, the audio may sound a little bit odd. That's because everybody's on computers and some of them are on headphone mics. Some of them are on regular mics. We did not do this in the studio, nor did we do it together in a theater. We are all in our own home doing a show broadcasting live over the internet, but it still came out great and we hope you enjoy.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America. Patriot Brand Cigarettes proudly presents the secret files of the American Victory Commission. News on parade. Dateline, the wild blue yonder. The question on everyone's lips. Whatever happened to Amelia Earhart? The answer in nobody's ears. America's soaring sweetheart faked her disappearance at sea in order to serve in the American Victory Commission's top secret one-woman air force. Now, in classified chronotechnology, Amelia Earhart, the fearless flyer, shall press his time in her Lockheed Electra, the name of truth, liberty, and the American way.
American Victory Commission calling Amelia Earhart. Come in, Captain Earhart.
Amelia Earhart here. You're coming in loud and you're coming in clear, Agent Adams.
Bad news, Amelia.
I'm fine. You?
No time for pleasantries, Agent Earhart.
There's always time for pleasantries, Abby. I'm in a time-traveling airplane, for heaven's sake.
I only mean that I'm meant to be on mandatory R&R with my starred and striped sweetheart right now.
Well, good for you, Abby.
Really?
Of course. Yep. You work hard. You deserve time for yourself. Well, say hello to Jeff for me.
Huh. Okay.
Good chit chat. Now, where and when am I headed?
Athens, 16th century BCE.
Ancient Greece. What are the Nazis blitzing their Krieg all over this time?
They're after the very foundations of democracy itself.
Then I'm setting my destination for save the day. Enjoy your R&R, Abby. I have a timeline to protect. Well, this is the when and the where. Now I just gotta find the who. All these galoots and galadies in sheets look the same to me.
They're called togas. And cover up that airplane, you ding-a-ling.
Activate cloaking technology.
Invisible jet, huh? Plato'd get a kick out of that. That's a deep inside philosophy reference, FYI.
You must be my contact.
My name's Anne, but I go by Aspasia here.
Well, nice toga, Aspasia.
Glad you like the duds.
Oh, no, I was joshing. You look like you're spending your Halloween as a pup tent.
Not as bad as it looks. Here are yours.
What are these? My mother's drapes?
Well, the worst part of any op is blending in. And you know who said that.
Yeah, every agent. All right, turn your back.
Well, we don't have time for, nor are we in a time of modesty.
Nice try.
All right, fine. Around I go.
Well, it breathes. I'll say that much.
Wait till you walk around in it.
Oh. It's breathing in all sorts of places on all sorts of things.
Uh-huh. Oh, I can see the outline of your pistol.
Betcha say that to all the gals.
Just the one sneaking a gun into a brains party. See, I'm not the only agent to infiltrate the society. We've got a Nazi come to change the direction of the philosophy club. I've been trying anything like to keep on track.
Oh, philosophy club, huh? You guys, you hold bake sales to raise funds or?
We're state funded. Our Senate doesn't want those Macedonians to understand themselves and the nature of being more than we do.
Well, sounds like you've got bigger moussaka to fry if you have a Nazi in your group.
Moussaka is baked. The forum is over there past the Doric column.
That's Ionic.
Everyone, settle in. When the hand goes up, the mouth goes shut.
Stenex, it was for physical warm-ups, but as you know, we use them to warm up for our thought exercises.
Ready, Plato?
Hit me with what we like to call Sophocles' choices.
Which do you like better, peanut butter or egg whites?
Peanut butter.
Which would you rather be, a fireman or a swimmer?
A swimmer.
Would you rather clap an echoing clap louder than a drum, but nobody ever hears you do it or believe you can, or be able to do it in front of people, but only once, but you get renowned for it forever?
Be able to do it at any time to no acclaim.
Birds or turtles?
Turtles.
And that's how you play Sophocles' choices. Now, your brains are warmed up for the real nitty gritty.
Hit me.
Which sounds better to you? A government in which all eligible citizens participate equally, or a hierarchy founded on the superiority of a specific hair and eye color?
We keep going around and around on this. I would rather live in a democratic society than the new guy's proposed Nazi-cratic one.
Here he comes.
Hello, my friends. My ears were burning.
Oh, hey, Herr Stroman. We were just talking about you.
Were we?
Sorry. We were talking about your philosophy. Better, Sophocles?
Well, is clarity better than meaning? Do words have meaning?
Yes and yes.
Please, gentlemen, shall we call our meeting to order? Where I come from, the meetings run on time.
Yeah, where do you come from?
Greece.
Oh, us too. Do you know Alan?
Nine.
We're waiting for Aspasia and this really cool philosopher I met in the baths yesterday. You're going to dig her, I think. She's funny. Oh, here she comes now. Hey, Hypatia, we're over here by this Greek column.
Ah, Plato, there you are, firmly retogged, I see.
See? Funny, right?
Well, not really my sense of humor. I like falling down on your bottom or saying inappropriate things or just invoking references. References are very humorous all the time. Guten Tag. Hi, Pesha. Is that it?
Oh, I think you mean Kalimera, Herr Stroman. You know, the Greek way of saying hello.
Yeah, I mean that.
Wow, I wish I could bottle this chemistry.
This what?
It's something Aristotle was talking about.
Hey, Hypatia, I know we've just met and all, but perhaps we can talk over here for a moment?
Ooh, I think we definitely should.
Hildegard, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? What are you still doing here is the question.
It's called blocking the invention of democracy by introducing national socialism.
The Chrono Commanders of the Reich are upset and displeased. You are taking too long.
Oh, so they send my wife to hurry things along? The Nazi High Command, they aren't all nice guys all the time, you know?
I volunteered for the mission.
Oh, so you don't trust me now?
Why should I trust you? I cannot even leave you alone with a sandwich.
Ah, I asked if I could have half of it.
I said no.
Yeah, I thought you said yes.
They sound nothing alike.
Ah, good. Aspasia, you're here.
And you have a friend too? Crazy. Plato just met this one yesterday, and now you have one. Should I have one, philosophically?
Let's table that for now and meet Aspasia's plus one, a concept we invented.
Me? I'm pilot. Yeah, that sounds Greek, right?
Sure. And what's your fave philosophy, Pilates?
Only a tiny triptych titled Truth, Liberty, and the Greek Way.
Is there any way better than the Greek Way?
Is that rhetorical? I can never tell when you're being rhetorical.
I would like to answer the question regardless. The Nazocratic society we've been discussing is far better than the current Greek Way. But when it becomes the new Greek Way, then that will be better.
Smooth.
Right? Shall we move in that direction, my friend?
I don't know.
Ha!
The Nazocratic Society raises more questions than it answers.
Yeah, well, I concede that to be true. Do you concede that it is our place to ponder great questions?
Of course, yes. We philosophers, as philosophers, must ponder questions philosophically.
Then who are you to close a portico on a society with so many intrinsic questions attached to it?
Well, that dovetails into another, perhaps greater question, if not the greatest question, which is, who am I? Each man must ask that about and of himself, and each woman.
Don't get off track.
You don't have to flush out a Nazi if they flush themselves out right in front of you. Now, if only I still had my gun, I'd settle this right here and now. I'd better shoot them with the gun of ideas. When in Greece... Let me suggest to the assembled philosophers another idea.
Ooh, goody. We like ideas.
Imagine a governing body that's of the people and for the people and by the people.
That sounds terrible. The superior should dominate the inferior. Help me out here, someone.
Me?
If you by any chance have something to add...
I say we should hear Pilates out.
No, you don't. Do you?
What you said about the superior and the inferior sounds like justification for, I don't know, eating a sandwich that doesn't belong to you.
Sandwiches have not been invented yet, relative stranger.
Oh, then you should have no problem listening to what Pilates has to say.
No, that's not, how does that, that's not what, you were just,
nope.
Okay, fine.
Imagine the people have a choice, and we elect our smartest, or loudest, or most truculent to government.
I'm with you so far.
Imagine a Senate, where instead of deciding who's the least good race of people, we share ideas and apple pie.
We invented Senates, and I never even thought of bringing pie to it.
Imagine a Congress with ceilings high enough for bald eagles for free. A country where every person can accomplish what he or she wants to accomplish, from soaring higher than the eagles I just mentioned to just sitting down to listen to some good contemporary fashion radio comedy programs. It's called democracy, ladies and gentlemen. And it's made in the U.S. Strike that. It's made right here in Greece.
Yes, that's it. That's the ideology we were talking about. We just didn't have a name for it.
Well, it's from the Greek, Plato. Demos, meaning people, and krasi, meaning crazy, which you would have to be not to embrace it like you'd embrace a loved one with both your arms and all your heart.
Now I understand. I have been the crazy one, Hiltrud. I embraced you with one arm and half my heart, saving the other arm to Sieg Heil and the rest of my heart for the fatherland. And all you have ever done is to love me.
And sandwiches.
I'm sorry, what are you guys even talking about at all?
They were here to steer you wrong in hopes that the nations that would follow your example would also be steered just as wrong. But I steered you back right, where you would have steered yourselves had they not taken a devious Nazi grasp at the wheel.
Steer?
Yeah, wheel? I mean, we have wheels, but not ones you steer with. Though, now that I say it, it's a pretty good idea.
Hiltrud, Liebchen, this obvious time traveler has opened my Teutonic eyes. And I love you more than any ideology.
Let's run away to here and never go back.
Yes, yes. 1,000 times yes.
And just like that, Lady Liberty's torch turned a pair of stinking Nazis into a pair of worthwhile Greeks. One of whom loves sandwiches, apparently. Maybe they'll invent the gyro. It's a Greek sandwich.
It's pronounced hero.
So they name it after me? Great!
This concludes another aeronautical adventure of Amelia Earhart, Fearless Flyer.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.